Tell me I'm crazy and I'll simply agree. You can call me emotional, but in this world it wouldn't be. Tell me your secrets, just one or two or three, and I'll tell you that you're just as crazy as me.
Hello! I already know that that was way too loud.
Me too. I'm talking really loud.
The audio just got like all bunched up and high pitched there. Okay.
We really forgot how to do this.
No, we really did. Welcome back to Tell Me I'm Crazy, the podcast.
We're so excited to be back.
I'm like incredibly nervous right now. I'm nervous too.
And we actually have done this like semi recently because we've recorded a lot of episodes that y'all will never see for various reasons.
Yeah, no, there were a lot.
At least three
technical difficulties and whatnot.
Personal difficulties.
Yeah. So, but we're back. This one's gonna go up whether we like it or not.
It
so.
Is. I'm gonna post it unedited if I have to.
Hell yeah, good ass content. Mm-hmm. So, where have we been? Since February.
God, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. It's been a whole semester's ending, a whole summer, a whole semester beginning. Mm-hmm. So. I will say for myself that not that much has happened, like, it net, you know? Like,
yeah.
I definitely, like, been through a lot of emotions in the past couple months, so you guys get all that unloaded on you today. But, like, but really, in terms of, like, big events or, like, school and things like that, like, everything's just kind of, like, I left school, summer was great, came back, you know?
Yeah. I've got to say kind of same, like, net, I feel like I'm similar.
Yeah.
My old housemates are out and new housemates are in, and that's, like, very different. But also, like, I'm still living in the same place. I'm in the same school, taking the same kind of classes. Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, everybody keeps asking, like, oh, like, how's your summer? How's the semester going so far? And it's like, why are you asking me that? Like, there's nothing to tell. There's nothing. Like, we all did the same shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been it. A couple of my friends from, like, here in Boston came to visit me over the summer, which was weird because it was, like, this world that I had, like, here at school, like, coming into my home world.
Oh, and yeah.
It was odd. And then, like, a ton of my friends from home visit me here pretty often. So, like, it's just, like, they're kind of blending now.
That very rarely happens to me, of course. So it's much weirder when it actually does. Like, it's just
you're
so
further
strange.
Away.
I'm further away, exactly. People don't visit me. I don't visit them. But if I do, then it just really throws me off. But that's so fun. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't in DC this summer for the most part. So
I'm really
just the same.
Except your hair is very blue right now.
It is. It's very blue right now.
Which Tulia has not posted an Instagram picture yet of her blue hair. I don't know if she will.
No. I don't know if I will.
Okay, fair.
I don't know how, but I like it a lot.
I really like it. Yeah. One big thing that
did
happen.
DM me for hair pictures.
Oh, please do.
No, that's going to cause creepy. Okay, you may. I'm allowing it. Be prepared for a no.
But you can ask.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say one big thing that did happen is I just had a birthday. So
yay! Yeah. She's 20.
Yeah. This is gonna lead us into our Cry Corner. You were supposed to say it with me.
But that I'm was going not first.
I'm like I'm doing like hand motions trying to lead her up to it and she's like, no.
I'm so sorry. I was not looking.
That's
not gonna lie. Well, that was a weird transition because I think I'm going first, but still, I liked it. It's okay. You know what? Because birthdays are just everyone knows birthdays are like a big cry time. I always cry my birthday. I have since I was very young. My parents used to think it was weird. They were like, "Oh, yep, she's gonna cry.
she's gonna do it."
Yeah. It's like the passage of time, just like you have expectations that can never be met. It's really hard.
Yeah, and if you, okay, well, you go for your cry corner, because this is,
okay.
Yeah.
So I was, I've been keeping pretty good records. So I was looking back and I realized I definitely have not cried all of September, which is crazy because today we're
Yeah.
recording is September 16th. That's a
Oh,
long
God.
time. And I mean, I've whined extensively, but I haven't cried. And I realized that I think the last time I can remember crying was, like at the end of August. When I was at home and I was on vacation with my family, it's really like I cried about different things at home, but the last time I
Yeah.
cried was not related to any of that. It was, I was watching the like Little Women movie with Winona Ryder for like the billionth time, and I
Dude, I
started
still need to
crying
watch
because, oh yeah, it's like fine, but I really like
that.
Little Women, the book as a kid, and like I think the movie is very representative of the book, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, I started crying because I just got really frustrated about how Jo March is gay and nobody acknowledges it, and she's not like a gay character. And that's something I've believed for a long time, and it
Yeah,
just
yeah.
gets me every once in a while. I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to get into this, but like, actually reach out if you want to talk more about this matter because
Ooh.
I'm very upset. And they're making a new Little Women movie that's coming out in December.
I did not know that.
And I'm gonna watch it, and I was just hoping that that movie was gonna be good, but feeling like it might not be
It's
and
just
getting
kind of like,
stressed. I just felt betrayed by children's authors
because they could have done so much with
from the
that,
19th
especially.
century. Like, literally, she was not gonna be gay.
Well, yeah, but it's like with the
I
now that they're doing like a
know.
remake, it's like you had the opportunity to like really
Exactly.
fulfill like this character's full
It's
potential.
possible. It's possible that they will, or like at least that she won't marry a man in this remake based on the trailer,
Ooh,
but I'm not sure.
we
But
love
anyway,
that.
yeah, for people who don't know, Louisa May Alcott, who is a very famous 19th century writer, was for sure a lesbian. She literally said so in interviews. She said she's fallen in love with many pretty women and no men. So anyway,
Wow.
it's just something that I think
Gal
about
pals,
sometimes.
yeah.
Yeah, historical injustices. So I was really upset.
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's like a that's a passionate cry corner right there.
Yeah. Okay, so what was yours?
Yeah. So I've been 20 for 10 days now.
Ooh.
11. And
11.
'cause if you count
10?
oh,
I don't know how to
no.
count. Yeah, maybe
No,
it's 11.
okay. Well, whatever. And on my birthday, like my friends threw me a party. It was fantastic. Had a great time. But I was like, we were cutting the cake. Like they made me cakes. There was two. And I blew out the candles and everybody was like, speech, speech, speech. And like as a joke, but I was like, I am actually gonna talk because I'm very like excited right now. And then like during my speech, I cried just because I was like so happy. Like it was like my friends from home came to visit and like all my friends here in Boston were here, like or my closer friends. And then like, you know, it was just like an emotional kind of like everybody was just having so much fun and it's like 20 felt like a big one. So I was excited. It was like a happy cry.
Oh, that's so
Yeah.
sweet.
Yeah.
Birthdays are so emotional.
They really
I'm
are though.
excited about my upcoming birthday. It's not that soon. I've just been thinking about it for months and months
Yeah,
because I feel like.
Tuli's the baby of our friends. Like,
Oh, yeah.
you're the almost the youngest.
I'm the baby of like everyone I know, basically.
Do you have a late birthday?
Yeah, but I'm turning 20 and I just like
Mm.
feel, especially 'cause I like work with real adults, I feel like it's really time from 'cause
Yeah.
it just sounds very even though 20 people are going to be like, "Oh, you're so young." It's different from being like, "I'm 19." They're like, "Oh, get away
Oh,
from
yeah,
me."
no, they
Like,
like really don't want to
"You're a
talk to you after
whole child."
that.
Like,
Or they're like, I mean,
so,
like,
yeah.
coworkers will be like, oh, like, you can come out. Like, I worked at a restaurant over the summer. So they're like, again. And so they're just like, oh, like, you can come out to a bar with us. And it's like, no, I cannot, ma'am. No, I cannot. And then they're like, they just won't
Yeah.
talk to you after that.
It's true. I think also if you drink or are in like alcohol settings, even if you don't really like want to be, it happens like 21 is a big like barrier because of
Yeah.
that, you
No,
know, like
yeah.
just not like if even if you want to drink or not, it's just like a social barrier.
Yeah, for
But
sure.
20 also is one just in terms of like talking to people about your
No,
age and like how you
definitely.
sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm ready. Because I think it helps that I'm the baby of my friends. So when I get to my birthday, I'm usually ready. I'm like, okay, it's time for this.
A big transition.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Another thing I love about, like, my birthday or birthday season is that it's Virgo season.
Oh, my God.
If you love astrology, which I do. I don't know, Tuli.
I don't love astrology, but I'm not, like, mad about it. Like, sometimes people feels like it falls into two groups, and I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't connect with it.
That's fair.
Anyway, yeah.
No, yeah, because I downloaded CoStar. I don't remember if I talked about this in, like, the last episode.
I don't think so.
I talked about it
so much in your real life that I'm laughing.
Oh, I do. I literally, every time I get my day at a glance, I'm like, Tuli, you have to see this shit. Like,
this bitch knows. I was gonna go to the grocery store, but I guess I can't.
I want to clap. Like, legitimately, that is me. Excuse me, I just burped.
It's okay, it's good.
But, like, it's not that I, like, you know, I don't actually want to, like, base my life around, like, astrology. I don't believe in it that heavily. I do think it's really fun, and I think there is just, like, a reflective aspect to it that I really like. Because, like, I'll get my day at a glance, and sometimes it's just, like, it's not always some, like, big, like, premonition kind of thing. Like, it's just, like, oh, like, make sure you're taking care of yourself today. Like, it'll be something like that, because, like, I don't know. Mercury and Gatorade, and you're going to be stressed out, so just make sure you check on yourself, like, whatever. And so, like, I think it's just, like, a nice way to, like, stop, you know, in the middle of my day and just kind of, like, think about my life and where it's at, because, like, the messages, like, I guess are vague enough that I can, like, relate to them to a certain extent. So, like, it's fun. I think, and all the memes, if you follow, like, Not All Geminis on Instagram, that's my favorite page.
Oh, yeah.
That is my favorite page.
That's funny. I've been seeing, I mean, like, yeah, astrology has been a thing. I'm reluctant to call it, like, a trend, because it's obviously not a trend, but it does feel like more people are getting into astrology. I've been having a lot more people, like, talk to me very openly, like, as soon as they meet me about, like, my sign, and then they also expect to know, like, my moon, my rising, so now I have to know those things. Just to tell people, and, like, what time I was born, and my whole ass chart, and, like, start. And I don't mind it. I just find it, like, I don't know. When I was, like, a lot younger, I used to read tarot for myself sometimes, and I liked doing that, even though I wasn't that knowledgeable about it, because, like, I liked the aspect of, yeah, like, it was such a reflective practice, and specifically because tarot is very, like, it's not, like, predicting the future or predicting anything about you as a person necessarily. It's, like, I thought of it as, like, laying out possible outcomes and, like, helping you figure out what would happen if you continue in the path that you're on right now versus if you change. So I like that aspect.
Interesting.
And I think one of the reasons that astrology doesn't connect with me is because, to me, it seems like it's more based on, like, your intrinsic self and your being.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, because it's like you're not gonna change, like, your chart doesn't change, you know,
exactly.
Like, that's when you were born and that's, like, who you are.
Right.
And in general, like I also don't like Myers-Briggs or, like, personality tests, because maybe it's, like, an age thing. I've had older people tell me this, that it's because I'm young and I would believe it. But, like, yeah, just thinking about, like, who I am as a person and, like, the traits that are always in me, that doesn't connect with me that much.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that, I don't know. So I think that's why I'm not that into astrology, and why, like, if people are like, oh, your sign totally fits you, or they're like, oh, I thought it didn't fit you, but then I saw your whole chart and now I understand everything. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it does sometimes just feel kind of like, I don't know, like, performative, I guess. Like, it's just
right.
Like, really.
I know, and I think often also people are not being performative at all. Like, they really think they are having insights on me, so I'm like, cool. But I think that they're not, like, being fake, but they're just wrong anyway, you know?
Yeah. No, like, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's the, like, barrier for me, is thinking about defining my intrinsic self versus, like, I do kind of like and connect with things about, like, Mercury in retrograde or whatever, just, like, the state of the world right now and the stars and how that might affect you. Like, maybe if I learned more about that, I would like that. But about, like, me and people with certain signs connecting or not connecting, and, like, what I'm like and how people perceive me, I just feel like that's very that's like not something that is gonna be the same for my whole life or gonna be similar. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree, agree. Yeah. We're at like, I feel like we're both like somewhere in the middle of the two ends of like being like super into it and not like not even paying attention to it at all. We're like both somewhere in between
Yeah.
there. 'Cause like I don't really like, I guess I don't do much with it. I just kind of like following like the funny like jokes about it. And like I do like once I like get somebody like to download CoStar or something, I'm like, we have to check our chart to see like if it's like true how compatible we are and stuff like that. Like I just think it's fun.
Yeah, no, that
But
makes
yeah.
sense.
I don't know.
I don't
I
know.
also don't consider myself a like super spiritual person. So like or like even like I don't really like I don't know. I don't really have any like guiding like thing. So astrology is also not that for me. Like it's just but yeah.
I wonder if that's relevant to me, 'cause I like am a spiritual person
Yeah.
and a religious person, so I wonder if like, yeah, I mean that is part of it. Like, to an extent, I don't think it'd be like appropriate for me to be
I
super into
see.
astrology, 'cause being like super into astrology does not align with my like faith and belief system. If I was like, this explains everything about me and everyone else, that would be
Right.
like, in my opinion, that wouldn't align with my religion. So I think that's part of it, but also, yeah, I don't know. And like, yeah, I also used to be more into reading tarot when I wasn't religious, and now it's like just not something I do. Like, I would be open to it, but I've never really
Yeah.
feel like it, I guess. That's interesting. Yeah. But I don't know.
That's yeah,
I
I
think it's
guess.
cool though. I want to have more knowledge on this, 'cause a lot of people who I like
Oh no,
really
definitely.
trust, it used to be like I thought it was kind of dumb, but a lot of people who I really trust and I know they're very intuitive about like the world read a lot about like the world and the energies through astrology. So
Oh
that makes me
yeah.
curious to know more.
Big energy gal over here.
Yeah.
But that's for another time though. But yeah, I guess that's why I'd be wary of calling astrology like a trend, just because there is like so much like more to it than I feel like we know. But
Yeah.
no,
Yeah, yeah,
definitely. A
yeah.
lot more literature that we have not even started to like unpack.
Certainly.
But
You're
yeah.
right. It's not a trend. I think interest in astrology is spreading among more people.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. And like deeper, like a deepening the knowledge of astrology is also spreading. 'Cause I think it's always been kind of trying to detect like your horoscope, but like trying to learn
Yeah.
more about your whole chart. That's really
Yeah.
in right now, I
Like
think.
all the like fucking like magazine horoscope thingies or like
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
Or you
Yeah,
just
that
Google
was
like
like.
horoscope of the day.
I
Like
know. I would look at those when I was little, and it'd always be like, Scorpio, you are going to be mean today. You know, like those like really obvious like things. Or like, beware, someone in your life is disloyal. You know, like I don't know, like very like sign typecast exact things. Like I don't know. I think
Yeah,
that's
definitely a
also
lot
why it
more
doesn't connect with
nuance.
me. Yeah, I like thought Scorpio was a cool sign. Like everything I read about Scorpio, I thought that was cool. But I was like, that's not me. Like I just that's not it. So that's, everyone
Yeah, no,
was gonna
definitely.
like DM me like, oh, you're such a Scorpio.
They really would though. If the astrology bitches hear this, like,
They'll
please
be like, you
drag
don't
us in the
understand enough
DMs.
about. Yeah, I would love that. I want to
Or,
be like thoroughly dragged with like details and references.
just send me memes because I really do. I do love them.
I like memes if you like explain which sign you are, and then like I can kind of be like, oh, we're tagging ourselves. Okay, got it. Like otherwise, I get confused
Yeah,
about
tag yourself.
what. Yeah. Otherwise, I like don't really know. I could just look at myself and I'm like, okay, cool, because I don't know what sign most people are. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. You gotta cut this part out.
Just us making weird noises.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess, okay, so astrology is not really a trend we have established, but it kind of is. This is, it's not, I'm not gonna say new segment because it's like a one-time thing, but I just want to make it clear that this is something that me and Elisa do a lot, which is I've been for a long time thinking about things that I think might be trendy or cool, but I'm not sure. And I'm gonna ask you those, I'm gonna say those things, and you are gonna tell me if they're trendy or not. We do this a lot because I like honestly don't know, and I try to look out, I try to see what's popular, what's interesting, it, like pop culture, clothes, fashion, but I honestly am not certain. So I think I'm missing a lot of things from my list because I'm finished most of it just now, and I know I've been thinking of like 100 things, but I'll just go for it and I'll personally
No, yeah,
message you
well,
if I think of more.
if we have
Okay.
to talk about this more, then we will.
Yes. Trend number one that I'm curious about, tie-dye. Is that trendy?
Is that I feel like tie-dye was like in for a really long time, and then it like faded for a bit, and now it's like, I don't know, it might just like, I don't feel like I've been seeing an exceptional amount of tie-dye
Okay.
as like a staple piece or something like that. Like, I
Okay.
feel like it's one of those things that's always going to be around, but I don't, from what I've seen on the on like Instagram and shit, it doesn't look like it's like any more than usual hyped up right now. So.
Okay. So maybe just because I go to Berkeley, I'm seeing some tie-dye. But not like I also don't think it's to the point where it's a trend.
California.
I think it's just people who like happen to have tie-dye like club shirts or whatever that they just are wearing around because it's college and people don't care that much. This is like a dumb one, but like I'm thinking a lot about like glasses 'cause I need to get new glasses. Like, are very round glasses trendy? Or sunglasses or one of
I feel like yes, right now.
like circle.
Yeah.
Really?
They were
I'm
they've
not
been
gonna get
like,
them. I mean,
okay.
I have circle sunglasses, but for my own eyes, I think that's too much. But still, good to know.
No, I think definitely like last year they gained a lot of popularity in the summer, or maybe summer of 2017. No. 2017, 2018 summer they
For
were like super popular.
sunglasses. Yeah.
And then
Because I have
they
some
kind of
round ones I bought
stayed.
last summer. Because I just bought them because I got my eyes dilated at the eye doctor, and then I like was falling down, couldn't walk home. So I went to
Oh
H&M
my
and got the
God.
only thing I could see because I was really blind.
I haven't seen those. You don't show me these things.
You have. I lost them just now. Like I brought them home on
Oh.
vacation and now I can't find them.
That's
But
so sad. I lost mine too. I'm so
yeah.
sorry. Whoa.
Yeah, like they're basically like the ones you had. I bought them in an emergency.
Dang.
Yeah. No,
RIP
there's a picture
sunglasses.
of me wearing them on my Instagram. It's
Oh.
my most recent picture. Yeah, they're
Okay,
just
then I
like
have to.
round.
Okay, got it.
Okay, good to know. Is okay, I've been hearing that like modest fashion is becoming a mainstream trend. Do you have any insight on this?
Modest fashion, meaning like.
I don't even know what that means. Like I guess like especially like long dresses or like long
Oh
sleeves.
no, I feel like it's definitely coming back with like the like 90s and like 70s wave right now. Cause I mean like what people really like the 90s look since like back in high school, which I can say that now because it's been almost 3 years, but
Yeah.
back in high school,
Back in high school.
no, but I feel like the 90s thing got really big and that was like a lot of like layered looks. And like for sure, like longer pieces. And I feel like with the 70s, they definitely have like the bell bottom jeans is really big right now and like bell sleeves and things
Oh,
like
that was
that.
my
So
next one. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like last summer it was really big to do like the Fashion Nova like Instagram baddie kind of outfits, and that was like super popular, which was like, off the shoulder and like super crops and things like that. Like versus now, like we still, I feel like that's still definitely spilling over into this summer, but definitely with like bringing back like the 70s trends, I feel like we're getting like a lot more of that like quote unquote modest fashion or whatever. I don't
Interesting.
know.
Okay,
But I
yeah. I
also.
remember I base a lot of my fashion knowledge off of what people are wearing on The Bachelor.
Oh,
And I
no, do
remember
not do
last,
that.
I know, but I feel like it's like a weird, particular kind of inside fashion where they wear very similar things. So I'm just like, is this trendy or is this just them?
But it's like old people.
Well, they're not that old anymore. The casts have been younger recently. Like
It has
they're like
been.
24 to
That's
27.
so old.
Oh my
I
God.
would not dress like a 27-year-old woman.
Okay, but a lot of them are like
Okay, maybe
23,
I would.
24. I think you would dress
Okay,
like that.
maybe just because like all the people on The Bachelor and like The Bachelorette are just like weird older white people. Like I just feel like
They're
completely
not
like
older anymore, although they are weird and
but they
white.
are older than me and I just feel like I cannot relate
Barely.
to them
Anyway,
at
whatever.
all. I
I'm just
just turned
saying,
20.
last year on The Bachelor, they were wearing that was a little bit of an older group, but a lot of them were around 24. They were a lot of off the shoulder, like so many. I thought it was weird.
They just go
This
like a little
year,
bit
there
too
weren't
hard with
any.
like the trying to be
No,
trendy.
yeah, this year there wasn't so much of that. There was like jackets, like leather and jean jackets.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
And then this year was even younger. They're all younger. Anyway, just an observation. Okay. Yeah, you said bell bottom jeans. What about like wide jeans, like straight and wide leg jeans?
Straight and wide-legged?
Or like
What
just straight leg, not skinny, but like kind of wide.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like I've been seeing bitches wear those.
Okay. Are high waist pants trendy or
High-waisted
no?
pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, still for sure. Those like
Okay.
never, they're never gone.
What about velvet? I feel like I'm seeing it again, but I'm not sure.
I feel like satin is the big
Satin.
one right now. Because
Okay.
velvet
I'm taking
definitely,
notes.
like when we were in high school, was super
Yeah.
popular.
I remember that, but I
Yeah.
was not sure if I was seeing it again or if I was
Oh.
just seeing people wear old
Ooh.
clothes. Okay.
Maybe I'm like, because also, like, everybody who listens to this and doesn't know, like, what we dress like on the daily, like, if you only know me off of Instagram or something, like, we are not fashionistas by any means.
No.
Like, please, I'm taking everything I know off of, like, what I see on Twitter and my
I'm
Instagram
taking everything
Explore.
I know off of what I see on the street. Like,
Yeah,
I'm. And
or, like, yeah,
I
on the,
don't live
or, like,
in a
on
place where
Canvas or
people dress
something.
good. Like.
Oh no, people do not. You know what? Let me not
Anyway,
get
I
started
know.
on that.
I know.
Unless you think, if you think Vineyard Vines and like Sperry's are
Oh
cute, then
no.
I guess
Oh,
go
that
off,
makes me
but.
feel ill. Vineyard Vines is a specific thing
And
that I
like
find
salmon colored
disgusting.
shorts. Like if you think that that's, then you better come to this campus because you will find a bunch of baddies,
Oh no. Are clear clothes trendy? Like either mesh or like the clear
Yes.
plasticky stuff.
Yes.
Okay. I've
Absolutely right
seen
now.
that as like hype clothing, like weird clear jackets.
Rihanna literally just posted a picture of her in a mesh blue dress in New York City. So that is big right now.
But what about plastic?
Yeah,
Like
even.
transparent, like plastic. Okay.
I would say definitely because people started wearing those like heels that were just all clear after like,
Right. Oh my
yeah.
God, I forgot about those. That's so, I don't like how that looks, but
I
that's
don't like
fine.
those either. And then like the jackets to match. It's
The
definitely, I
jackets.
feel like it's fading out, but like people still really
Okay.
like clear backpacks.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good for protests.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Clear protest.
Non-clothes things, metal straws, like the reusable ones.
I
Is that
have one.
trendy or is that just environmental? 'Cause my sister got one and she is interested in environment, but like she uses it in a performative way, which I'm fine with. I'm not like shading her. I'm just
Hey, I mean,
saying.
if she's using it, she's using it. Yeah.
Yeah, but like she uses it very like I have my metal straw and I'm like, "Oh." So I was curious 'cause she's in high school so she might know trends, I don't know.
I would say, because like the thing with that would be like, I have one and like I got one because I did want to start using straws like less. I'm not totally like pro straw ban, but like they are making like a lot of
Yeah.
straw alternatives, and I just feel like you can't fully get rid of them. Like they are a very useful tool for like a lot of people. So it's just
Yeah.
like, so I don't think like. I don't know. I feel like actually not that many people that I know have like reusable straws.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not sure. I think so too. I think a lot of people have them, but I haven't seen people being good about like carrying them around.
Nobody carries them around for sure. Like
My
I've never
sister
seen.
is one of the only people I know who's like really
Yeah.
carries hers around.
Because I keep mine in my backpack, but like very often forget to like bring it out. Like
Right.
and
I
so
think like I think using like not using plastic straws if you're able is a good idea. But I don't really drink like beverages. I never use straws. Like I never get straws. I don't know. So that's why I don't have one in it. Like I don't really know if it's trendy or what. Okay. Yeah. Are Hydro Flasks like trendy?
Yes.
In a like particularly so, or is it just the same as always?
I think they're definitely trendy, like particularly right now, because like the whole like Visco girl thing is like really funny.
Oh my
right
god!
Now.
Yeah, we should have had that as a topic because I'm trying to understand what that is.
Yeah, and honestly, I thought the point of like a Hydro Flask was that it was supposed to keep your water like really cold or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like. I've
heard that.
I don't know. Like, it does. I feel like. And maybe I'm just like. I don't own one, but like, I've drank out of one. I don't know. I don't. Maybe. I don't see the hype about it to pay that much for a water bottle, and I didn't feel like it made a difference for anything. Like, I don't know. I feel like you don't need one, but. But
interesting.
But it definitely is trendy because people like that it comes in so many different colors and then, like, putting stickers on it and, like, you know, taking pictures with it and just, like, bringing it to class. Like, people really like slapping that thing right on the desk. Like, it's, like...
I know.
I think it
Two
definitely
of my
is.
Friends, like, ordered Hydro Flask together and they were, like, super excited about it.
Right.
And they picked out their colors. Yeah. And they're cute, I guess. I don't know.
But...
I mean, I have an old, like, Swell bottle, which is also, like, those kind of, like,
that was also, like,
ones.
Really, yeah.
But that one, it does keep your water very cold, but I think maybe all metal bottles are like that. I can't really tell. I found it very effective at its job, but, yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's good to know. And then, hats. I just wrote hats. I don't know. Are hats trendy?
Hats... What about them? Like,
I don't know. Like, are any kind of hats trendy? Like caps?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, for a while, like beanies were really trendy for a while, huh?
Were they?
I feel like they were.
Maybe. I feel like they were trendy
right
in like
now?
2011. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying like people like started doing like rolling their beanies up like above their ears. Like guys started doing that a lot.
Oh yeah. Some guy in one of my classes does that and I just keep looking at it. Like, I don't know. I just find it like interesting and mesmerizing. Like his head looks so small.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And then our TA was like trying to memorize our names and he was like, "Do you always wear a beanie?" And then the guy was like, "Yeah."
Oh, no. Oh my god. I actually started sweating. That was so funny.
Oh my god.
I love that guy. Love that guy. Love beanie guy. Oh my god. Okay, yes. I feel like those are definitely, they were trendy for a bit. Apparently still kind of trendy.
For this one man.
Yeah. No, because I feel like for a while, like, baseball caps were super popular because people like to get, like, the embroidered ones.
Yeah.
And then, and also bucket hats, like, back when we were in high school.
Oh
again.
My god.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh, I didn't
but
like
no,
that.
Yeah, I feel like they're all kind of, like, I don't know. I think what I'm seeing a lot of is, like, maybe, like, hair clips were really big.
Oh, I've been seeing that. That's
like,
fun.
Yeah, like...
Clips.
Like,
I've been seeing clips.
Definitely for people
I've been
with,
seeing
like,
hijabis
hair.
Wearing clips, which I think is funny.
Even
like,
on the... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cute.
Like, outer clips.
It's a cute... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they're, like, no hair visible, but, like, it's the cute little, like, trendy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely those. And like, yeah, I don't know about hats right now that are like super trendy. If you guys
okay
know,
BRB
know.
Throwing away all my hats.
Oh,
thank you.
And no, I'm a big beanie gal. Like, I still like, I as soon as it drops like maybe like 50s, I just like start wearing my beanie inside and outside. Like, I love it so much.
My head gets really cold. I used to have a lot of beanies because I knit, but a lot like didn't move with me, and then I haven't been knitting that much, and I've been giving them as gifts. So
yeah, for sure.
I need to be getting on that.
No, for sure.
Just for my own head comfort. Yeah.
Was that your last?
That was my last trend. Thank you. I took notes.
Okay. Shout out, Beanie Dude in Thule's class.
In my lab, yeah.
If you ever hear this, like, please. Please.
It's protecting his head from the chemicals, you know?
No, really,
it's,
though. Like,
you gotta do
or
it.
Absorbing all of them. Do you always wear a beanie? Yeah. I love that so much. Okay. That was a fun. I feel like that was fun. I want people
I think
to
that
like,
was fun.
I need people to like input trends now. Like,
I know. I would love that. I love hearing Alisa talk about trends. I think it's so funny.
Because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just like.
But you're like, I like when I text you a lot of trends and you like thumbs up and thumbs down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We haven't done that in a bit. That's funny.
No, it's because I've been saving them.
Like, Tilly's like, bootcut jeans, big thumbs down.
Like if I could good to know. I'm so effect. Glad because yeah. I hate them.
No, bootcut jeans are the worst. Like,
yeah. Okay, I don't even. This is not important. How are you supposed to wear them? They're called bootcut. I try to wear them with my boots, and I'm like, everything looks ugly. I don't understand. Do the jeans go outside or inside? She's covering her face with her shirt.
I don't know what kind of boots they like mean is the thing. It's like, do I wear them with cowboy boots? Like, is that like,
I know,
like riding boots,
but like just like because I have like high top like sneakers and I find those so confusing. I'm like,
I hate hearing you talk about clothes. It's the best and worst thing ever.
I know. It's pretty upsetting for a lot of people in my life.
No, I mean, you don't dress, like, poorly. It's just, like...
I don't know what I'm doing, though. Like, it's just luck.
No, it's just, like, you just wear, like, t-shirts and jeans. Like, that's a classic vibe, you know?
That's what I have. I'm always, like... Let me go shopping. Then I'm like, no, that's wasteful and bad for the environment. So I just have the clothes that I have. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Fair. Fair enough.
Or sometimes I wear my Martha Stewart living outfits.
Oh my God. Wait, I love that outfit. I do.
I like wear my long sleeve button downs and my little jeans.
I love that. Mm-hmm. But... Wait, oh, shit. How did
anyway,
we transition here?
We talked for a long time about that.
Way too long, maybe. Arguably.
Maybe. Because, yeah, we haven't offered you all any super hot takes yet today, and maybe we won't, but let's try.
But maybe we will, starting right about
maybe
now.
Maybe we will. Transition. Check. Go. You have to introduce this part. I don't even know what we're talking about.
So. No, yeah. If you... My legs just got stuck to my chair, sorry. If you are big on, like, keeping up with celebrities, you will probably know that most celebrities, like, are, like, super apolitical or, like, outwardly, like, apolitical. Like, they just don't really like to get involved. Or they'll be like, oh, you know, like, it's not really, like, something I like to talk about. Like, whatever, like, in interviews if people ask them. But... There are people who just really like to go off, especially on, like, Twitter. I feel like there's a lot of celebrities. I'm on Twitter, like, a lot. But I feel like I've definitely, like, I've noticed that a lot more celebrities, like, got super into, like Chrissy Teigen. Like, just, like, tweeting,
oh,
like.
Oh, well, sure.
Well, okay, yeah. Like, tweeting, like, at Donald Trump or, like, Chris Evans or Jonah Hill or
Chris
who else?
You know, Evans? Who
doesn't
is that?
Chris Evans is Captain America.
Oh, the ugly one. I mean, he's not ugly. That's
Whoa,
really mean.
Now that is I a just, hot take.
That's really mean.
Everybody
he's not ugly. Roast. I didn't mean that. I'm going to cut it out.
No.
I just get
censor.
People named Chris confused. So
oh, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans,
I think
Chris
he's not
Hemsworth,
ugly
Chris
at all. I just think he has, like, a weird face, I guess, versus, like, a super conventionally, like symmetrical type of face.
Interesting.
I don't know. Anyway.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, like... I don't know. How do you feel? Or, like, even Taylor Swift. Let's take an even more, like, who openly just, like, told people to vote for Hillary,
after like never doing that in
after
her life,
never doing that. So what do we think? I personally, it concerns me because I like to think that it's like a good move, like they're using their platform to like promote like, like political like activism and just being like, like an active like citizen, I guess, like telling people to go vote. And obviously like a big Hillary gal back when she was the better option, but like,
right.
Yeah. And so, well, I guess I have to be careful with that, but like,
that's okay. I think can say that.
Yeah. oh no, I'm going to say whatever I want, but I'm just
I don't think you would be fairly criticized in any way for saying the way you said that.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So, I mean, like, I think it's a great thing, obviously, like, especially when they agree with me, but, because, we just like to hear that. But also, it's like, it's kind of like the audience that they're talking to. I don't know. I don't know if I'm completely, like, once you build up a following, like, you do kind of have to be careful with what you say, because you also, like, have these super, I don't know, I feel like a lot of celebrities have, like, super impressionable, like, younger people following them.
Yeah.
Especially, like people like Chrissy Teigen and, like, Taylor Swift and Chris Evans, like, they definitely have followers that are their age, probably not much older, and, like, definitely younger. So I don't know. I just feel like it's an interesting, like, thing to try to balance, because I know people also get upset when everybody's like, oh, like, celebrities, it's not their job to, like, be super political, and, like, it's not their jobs to be activists, like, they're entertainers. And I get that side of it, but it's also, like, they are also citizens who participate in, like, our government, and, like, we can't erase that either, like, and the fact that they have, like, a platform, like, I don't know, that they can use for, like, so many different things. What I'm trying to say here is I really don't know where I stand on it, but, like, I just, like, feel like celebrities who are gonna make themselves, like, political voices, like, should really, like, be careful, I guess. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I think that celebrities who do talk about political things, like, when they do, at least, like, 60% of the time, it comes from a place of very genuine, like, interest and concern. Cause one of the things I'm very concerned about is, like, people taking performative actions, like, stances that they, I mean, in any case, it is always very calculated, like, what they think is okay for them to say and when it's not, based on, like, who they're following and stuff like that. But still, like, I think it usually comes from a place of, like, just, like, that's who they are, and that's something they, like, genuinely think about, which is good. Like, that's a good starting point, you know what I mean? For, like, if you have such a big platform to be talking about stuff, like, at least believe in it as, number one.
No, for
but
sure.
Sometimes that does concern me, though, right? Like, people just being fake or, like, saying things because it's, like, there's a big, like, social media hype around it or whatever. I don't know. I think a lot about, like, what... No, sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, my concern is, like, saying, like, things... Like, making statements that are misinformed, like, when you have a bigger following than, like...
That's true.
Because, like, I mean,
I think that's important for all of us.
Yeah. No, definitely. Like, because, I mean, like, I obviously, like, don't have, like, a big online following. Like, I'm not, like, an influencer. Like, my Instagram followers are all, like... what is it, like, 2 degrees of separation, like, they're either my friends or friend of a friend, like, that's, like, what my social media is, and, like, obviously I try to be, like, very intentional and, like, well-informed when I, like, post things and promote things, because, like, if it's not just me seeing it, that has an effect, but, like, I was talking to, like, one of my friends the other day about this, because, like, I was reading, like, this thread on Twitter about, like, No Name, who's, like, a rapper, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, a while back, she had tweeted about, like, capitalism, and I think she was just kind of, like, going off on, like, a kind of, like, trying to think out loud kind of thread.
Right.
Where she ended up kind of being like, oh, capitalism, like, isn't, you know, bad. And it's like, why not use it for good? And like, I'm just trying to like
boring.
Build, you know, build up my like money in this system that I have to exist in so I can give it back to the community. And like, obviously people were like, you know, obviously people are gonna, I don't think the comments were like too mean. Like, I thought it was reasonable that people would be like, I get what you're trying to say, but this sounds like a little, it just sounds like a little bit misinformed. Like, it doesn't sound like you're looking at the full picture. And like, I think a lot of celebrities are also scared to be like super radical on like, you know, a lot of political issues, because I mean, it is like your image and like your career on the line when all you are is to a lot of people is like, it's just like, you're not like fully a person sometimes. Like,
that's true. I think it can go the other way too.
Yeah.
Like, because I think people can be very radical, which is, like, I love, like, I love to identify with, like, the label of radical, I guess, but, like, I think sometimes people can be, like, it's just the same thing, though. It's, like, not really considering what they're saying, and they're just, like, don't, like, if you vote for any of these people, it's, like, terrible or whatever, and I'm, like, oh, like, okay, is that really what you want to tell all your followers? Like, really? Are you sure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and that's the thing. Like, it's obvious. Like, I think it's true for everyone. Like, everybody should be, like, more intentional and, like, well-informed if they're going to, like, speak out on these things. Mm-hmm. But that's, like, an ideal world. And obviously, I don't even do that. Like, I talk my shit, like, without Googling sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm so guilty of that. But it's, like, I also kind of, like, assess, like, what kind of damage that can do, like, afterwards. And, like, if, you know, like, if I say something that wasn't, like, the best way I should have said it, or it wasn't like super well informed, like I try to go back and like correct for that. I don't know. And I just feel like sometimes people don't, because it's like Taylor Swift was like super pro Hillary in a time where like our other option was Trump. And I think that's fantastic. Like,
yes.
But it's like, well, what's the follow up? Like, you know, she, like Hillary Clinton was not president. And then it's like, we're gonna have another election eventually, you know? It's like,
yeah,
where are you then? Because it's not like, I'm not saying
oh yeah, you know? That's true, especially with political campaigns. I've been seeing celebrities join real late where I'm like, you are really influential. Beyonce did this actually with
interesting
Beto O'Rourke's, I know, with Beto O'Rourke's Senate campaign.
Oh, see,
I remember,
I thought that was weird.
That was super late. It was like 2 days before the election where she was like, or, like, maybe the day of. It was something crazy. But she was like, yes. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, you're Beyonce. Like, I love her. A lot of people really love her.
Yeah.
And she could have been doing all kinds of things. Not even that many things. But just, you need to give it some more time. I think literally on election day, she posted, like, who she was voting for. And I, like, what does that do?
Yeah,
when you
have
that kind of a platform. Especially, like, yeah, like, people are very selective of what they support. I get it, especially if you have to work on your, like, image or whatever. Like, if you're a kind of celebrity who's not super, like, talking to your fans all the time, like Chrissy Teigen or someone
that's,
who's just,
yeah,
like,
that's
always
the thing.
In the loop. Yeah, I get that that's different, but that kind of support that you're clearly putting a lot of work into needs to be better then. Like, it's very, yeah, it's very weird. Like, people supporting certain campaigns, but then not others, and, like, all at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Very messy.
Yeah. And then I think, mean, like, I don't even know. Because, like, I don't like putting, like, I guess, like, I don't like saying that it's, like, their job afterwards to, like, maintain that. Because, like, your job description is to entertain, like, you're
right.
As an entertainer.
But I also hate when people, like you said, like, oh, people are like, you need to entertain, or like they use it to shut down celebrities who want to talk about politics.
It works
like this
isn't
your job.
Yeah, and even then, but then, like, yeah, like I was saying with the Taylor Swift thing, it's like, what happens after Hillary? Because I mean, Trump's still president, and I have to my knowledge, she hasn't done anything as like kind of shocking as being,
I think,
like, I'm with her, you know? Yeah.
I think she supported a couple of House or Senate candidates in 2018.
Okay, yeah.
Like, in her, I don't know where she's from, in her area.
Taylor Swift stands. Comment.
Comment.
Like, because this is, like, the biggest example I can think of. Like, the no-name thing, like, I had a discussion with Janaya, and it was just kind of, like, me being, like, I really like her music, and I really...
Yeah.
Like, I want to say her as a person. But then
Sure.
again, it's like I don't fully agree with her politics, and it's like, and then like that just makes me concerned because if she's going to start speaking out about it, and like I then I might not, you know, like I might not be as like
Yeah.
interested in maintaining like my fan status. So,
Oh my gosh, yes.
but and like Janaya, who's like who I was talking to, like had said like, oh, but like we still are big fans of like other celebrities that we know have done like problematic things, like
Much crazier things,
much crazier
yeah.
things. So like obviously like I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, she's canceled, because like I genuinely do not believe that like it should end that easily. Like there are definitely celebrities that I think deserve to be fully canceled that people are not canceling. So, and that's for like various reasons. So like I definitely don't think this no name thing is like any it's not any like red flag for me that somebody would want to like try to make capitalism work for them when we're kind of stuck in it. So
Right. It's just kind of like disappointing when you see people's like general attitudes of like not thinking bigger. I don't know, like an artist who I really
That's
like
exactly
had,
it.
yeah, she once posted on Instagram, like it was a very specific thing. She just posted like a California voter guide because voting in California is really complicated. So she posted like her opinions of like who to vote for. And she's like my same age, and I did not know who to vote for until very last minute. So I was like, but then I saw hers and I was like, oh, I hard disagree with all of it. And it was like such small things, but it made me like her so much less. But like those things, they do get in your mind and you have to try to balance it like reasonably and look for like
No, for
places where it's
sure.
reasonable to disagree, because we always talk about like you can't just call everything difference of
Exactly.
opinion, but some things you can, and
But
also
some
some
things you
things you
really
can
can.
call difference in like learning and difference in what you've been taught and like what you've had time to really think about and where you are in your life that like could potentially change, you know?
And then
Yeah.
yeah, and then like the thing with like No Name was also just like my most like recent thing I could think of, because I don't follow like super big celebrities on Twitter. It's more like smaller artists, I would say. Like I don't follow like Rihanna and like Beyonce or like Taylor Swift. Like I don't follow them on Twitter, but I do follow like relatively smaller artists that are getting bigger, so it's kind of interesting to see them like transitioning from being those like small artists with like barely like 500 followers to being like the 350K artist, and then going to like a million, you know, like it's like it's very interesting to see, like it's gonna be interesting to see how they like move through that with like their politics, because right now No Name is like one of those artists that's at like the 350K on Twitter, and it's like you still kind of have a little bit of wiggle room with like those kinds of things, because like for now it is kind of like bigger, like more people who are more like, I think when you have less followers it's more likely you'll have only people that super like you following you, versus like when you get bigger then everybody's just kind of like on your ass, you know. I don't know if that's
Right.
true, but
It also makes sense, like being at a place in your career where you're like, oh, I am like starting to make it and starting to make more money, but also like I feel like I have to work really hard for it to like be in a place in your head where you're like, and that doesn't make it right. Like I think it's especially important to interrogate like capitalist structures when they're working for us, but in any case, it makes sense that that's where she's at,
And
right?
the thing
Like
is, I thought she made a comment under the thread, and I'll like kind of qualify all of this at the end, but like she made a comment in the thread that was like, oh, well, I'm just trying to like give back to my community. And it's like, well, who is your community? Because capitalism, like by nature, does not like it oppresses most of the people in your like quote unquote community. Because like
Yeah.
No Name, if you don't know, is like a female black artist, and like it that is big for like representation, and like she's producing like I think very high quality art. Like the like her music is incredible, and I really like love supporting that. But it's also like that doesn't automatically make you like, just because you're like an oppressed group doesn't automatically like make your existence radical necessarily. So it's like just because you're like profiting off of like this, I don't know, this like oppressive system doesn't like just that doesn't like make you, I don't know, like
Yeah, I've been
you know
thinking
what
about
I
this a lot,
mean?
like the like the get your money mentality, you know, where it's like you should be taking advantage of times to like take money because you've been impressed. And I think like it has to go wider than that.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I mean, I don't know how to do that.
Me neither. I'm trying to think a lot about it.
Like, I'm still looking for a fucking job. Like, I need money. It'd be great to have money. Yeah. Like, and
definitely.
It'd be great to, like, have influence and, like, power. Like, those are just things that are unfamiliar to me to that, mm-hmm. like, to a big scale. And, like, obviously mm-hmm. it'd be dope to, like, to experience that. But at the same time, it's, like, those are the things that I'm, like, fighting against because they're the things that I think are, like, in my way. But I also don't want to become that, even though it's, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's yeah. Weird. And we then, have to, like,
yeah.
value, like, structures of – we have to value getting power and influence and success outside of money, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, which is kind of obvious, but, like, that just comes up a lot when people are talking about, like, how they need to be, like, hustling and getting money and making capitalism work for them or whatever so that mm-hmm. they can, like, do whatever or, like, thrive as an oppressed person.
Yeah.
I just always think about that.
Yeah.
Like,
and then Janaya's, like, big, like, kind of, I don't know, like, another, like, big point, like, standing behind this is, like, obviously, like, people will do a lot more work to cancel an artist who doesn't, like, look like what mainstream, like, media has
mm-hmm.
told us we need to like. Like, if Taylor Swift said something like that, like, people can try to cancel her all they want. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, even something small, like, capitalism's not that bad. Like,
she's had all kinds of things happen. She's not canceled. Like,
exactly. Like, she is by yeah. no means, like, perfect. And, like, you know? And it's, like, there's a lot less, like, wiggle room for artists of color, especially, like, Black women who are, like, in the industry. There's way less wiggle room for them. Like,
right. And people who are, like, newer, too, who are, like,
especially
trying to make
if they're,
work.
Yeah, because then it's so easy for people to just be, like, nope, like, we have all this tea on you, like, you're done, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, there is that. Like, I also don't want to be the person contributing to that because it's, like, it's just mm-hmm. not fair. It's, like, yeah, you should hold people to the same standard, like, especially, I feel like, in your politics. Like, you should, you know, like, for the people you're, like, surrounding yourself with and, like, the people you're voting for and, like, the people you're supporting and promoting, like, I think there should be kind of, like, a very similar standard for all of them because, like, But you also have mm-hmm. to consider that they're not, like, speaking from the same, like, what word am I looking for? Oh, my God. I don't know. They're not,
it's
like...
okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
They're not presenting their ideas from, like, the same, like, social standing, I guess. Like, No Name saying, like, something is not going to hold, like, the same weight as, like, if... I don't know, Harry Styles, like, says some shit.
Yeah.
Like, his Rolling Stone article came out, and he was like, oh, like, I know I'm not part of these, like, oppressed groups, but, like, I just want people to know that they're not alone, and, like, I want to use, like, my platform to, like, uplift these voices and blah, blah, blah. And people are, like, obviously, like, yay, like, we stan, like, blah, blah. I mean, like, me, but also...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you.
yeah, but he's, like, him mm-hmm. and people associated with him... have definitely done things that were, like, not cool. And they're never going to face, like, the same repercussions as, like, a smaller, like, artist of color, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hello. So we're recording this a little bit later than the rest of the audio because we could not find that listener question that we got emailed. But luckily, they sent us another one. So... we're going to answer that one instead.
Yeah, just a whole new question from the same listener.
Yeah, also fun story. Like, a couple minutes ago, I was, like, panicking in my bathroom because my nose ring just, like, popped out and almost fell in the sink. And it, like, it hurt really bad to put it back in. But anyways, that was just a fun little update for y'all.
That's so weird. Okay.
I know. It's also, like, the twisty one. So I was like, how did that even happen? But whatever. So Thule is going to read us our wonderful listener question.
Sure. Okay. So our, like, the main question is, what's the best way to get back into the dating scene after being in a long relationship? Some follow-up details. Where are they? Oh, yeah. So the person said, me and my partner dated for a little more than a year and a half, and now she's in another country. We're still dating, but I want to have someone here where I live too. We have an open relationship. And I'm just having a hard time of it. That's basically it. Okay. Yeah, that's a question.
Okay.
Whew.
Well, to get back into dating, I mean,
If I
I don't really
knew, right? Like, that's what I thought. I was like, wow.
I was literally about to say. Also, I just realized that the window's
It's
open,
okay.
so there's like crickets on my end,
I have
but
like all kinds of weird sounds.
literally me crickets like
It'll sound fun. This episode's gonna have a little weird audio because I lost my microphone cable, so I'm just recording on my
Yeah, this
phone.
is just a great comeback
We're doing
overall.
great.
Yeah. But honestly, I literally never dated after the first time, and I was like 15. What the hell?
Me
So,
too. Not like, oh, like let's find a
no,
similar
not
like
even like,
thing. No, never. Not at all.
yeah. It's just like I honestly like don't.
I know. I was like, oh, this is a great question. It is.
Oh my God, especially 'cause like I don't know, like Jesus. Well, honestly, like what'd you do the first time? I
That's terrible.
don't
That's the most stressful.
know. Like, okay, well they're still dating, so obviously something worked from that.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is like whenever I don't know, like when I was like sort of recently out of a relationship and I was like trying to think about, not like that I necessarily want to start dating again, but just in general, like thinking about hypothetically how it would be possible for me to ever date again. What I always got hung up on was like, what did we do the first time? I don't even really know. Like I was like, it was very
Exactly, that's the
specific.
thing though. But it's also like dating like as an adult now. Like that's gonna look way different from like dating in high school. Like I don't know. And it's I mean like we this is anonymous to y'all. We know who this person is. But like so what, they're still in high school? It's like what'd you do the first time? Like it's not gonna be
That's
like
actually a
so
good point. I mean, but still it can be different. It's just like if you like happen to meet someone through a specific combination of like, I don't know, like they're in your class or your club or
clubs.
whatever, like you might, I don't know. But that's true.
No,
It's more
that's fair, but
transferable.
it's like
It's more
honestly, like you're
transferable.
probably gonna end up dating someone from your high school anyways, or like from some like other high school that you always go to. Like that's just what I don't know. So like just keep talking about don't say like that's not what everybody did.
No, I mean, obviously that's true. I just feel like do what you did the first time is stressful advice.
Not do
I
what you
do
did the
think.
first time, but like you just gotta talk to people. Like, I don't know. Do you even like anyone? Like, or is it just like, how do I start looking for people to like? Like, what, you know? It's just like you're gonna be interested in someone, and you just kind of gotta like
I know.
not let like your other relationship, like you have to tell them obviously that you're in like an open relationship, and I feel like that'll like maybe perhaps narrow the people that like the amount of people that want to like be in a relationship with you. Like you'll find people that like share interest and like share like values that way, because like it is kind of like a big commitment to be in a relationship with someone who's already in a relationship with somebody else. I think
Actually,
it,
I want to explore that more. Like, I guess just by, I guess sort of reviewing things that we've said before about relationships and about long distance relationships, not to like say like you should change your doing, but it is very relevant that you
Yeah,
are
for
still
sure.
in a relationship and you're in a long distance relationship.
It's not like you can just pretend that it doesn't exist, because that's not fair to like the person that you like if there's like a new person you're interested in, simply because it does like require some amount of attention to like more than one person in like a romantic or like more serious
And
committed way.
I would examine like what as I mean I it's it, you this is a relatively new change in situation, I know, and so like as it progresses and
For
like
sure.
as your situation as in being in a long distance open relationship, as that experience progresses, I would definitely be very, very aware of checking in with yourself about how it's going and
For
checking
sure.
together how it's going. Because like we said, like long distance relationships, one of the biggest issues is like when they don't have an end frame, and also besides that, even if there is an end goal, like when they don't necessarily have like a point, or just like I think it's important when you're in a long distance relationship to really, really evaluate what you're getting out of it and why it's important to you to maintain that. And when you have somebody who you dated for a long time, who you care a lot about, and you're in a relationship with them, but they are far away and you are also looking for a new relationship, what are you looking for in this new relationship? Because it cannot be the exact same thing as you had before. And like, it's gonna, by definition, have to be like quite a bit different than what you had before, most likely. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to think about that. And if you're comfortable with that, honestly, or if, like, maybe if you meet someone new, you might realize that the situation of being in another relationship and being in this relationship is going to be complicated, or just like involve having a different type of relationship than what you're used to.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily about like how to find somebody new to date or like how to start dating. It's like make sure you're setting like your boundaries and like, you know, just checking in. Because honestly, like, it sounds like it's going to be really simple just because the, you know, the two people aren't interacting directly, but like you got to make sure you're just like checking that everybody's on the same page, like, all the time. Because it's one of those things that could probably get messy.
Because I think sometimes that's also how it gets the most messy, just with you and your like yourself. Like, the two people are in separate places. Because you kind of... So they don't necessarily have to think about each other. I mean, depending on how they are. You will have to think about both of them.
Yeah. And then, honestly, like, it's going to be different once it actually happens versus just kind of, like, the hypothetical. Because right now, you're only still dating one person. So...
Yes. Yeah, and I would imagine that that's a big challenge in terms of, again, like doing, like, similar thing from before of, like, talking to people, going after people one is attracted to, whatever, because you know that you have another partner, and, like, to some extent there might be a conflict there, or just, like, comparisons, things like that, and that is new from the first time
for sure.
that you... started dating this person, like your current girlfriend,
and it's still and like the old stuff is still going on, like parallel
to that. It can't be like necessarily keep a those repeat things in mind. Of the same process.
Like don't look for like a replacement, you know, like it's not like a placeholder, just kind of like if you're really like dating then it is gonna be like You're dealing with two completely separate human beings, you know? It's like, you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Not really just, like, photocopies, one here and one over there.
So. Yeah, that's really true.
But, yeah.
And, okay, I'm trying to think of, like, more specific, just, like, things that a person could do to get back into the dating scene. I mean, I don't know. Like,
You gotta make sure people know that you're, like, available.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
Because a lot of people around you saw you in a relationship and know that you didn't necessarily end that relationship.
That's true.
Or, you know, or so,
that's
like...
That's very, very gotta, like, important.
I mean, don't run around screaming, like, I'm single, or, like, I'm dating again, but, like...
Tell your friends, like, all your friends. And tell them that's not a secret. Like, just that's one thing. Like,
Because then they kind of like they're more willing to put you in situations where you could meet people.
Yeah,
or like, you know, help you get into situations where you could potentially like meet new people to date. You know, not just like, cause like obviously like when my friends are dating someone like, and they're not looking for other people to date, it's just kind of like you don't like. Put them in certain situations, like certain scenarios or with certain people. But like if my friend is like, oh yeah, like I'm open to dating, then I'm more likely to just be like kind of like browsing
Absolutely. Like,
or being
important.
Like, you know, just more encouraging about
definitely
them. But
like you don't have to personally be shouting it, but like encourage that to be known that you are looking today, or like you're, you're like available, you're on the market, you
That'd be my big one, probably.
Yeah, I don't know what else. Like, going places, talking to people, if you're in, like, clubs or whatever, or, like, social group, talking to them, meeting friends of your friends. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, how to meet people in high school, and I'm, like, drawing a complete blank. But,
Definitely meeting friends of friends is a big huge one.
And like, yeah, like clubs and like if you're some clubs like or like sports or whatever, like those kind of activities, like you meet people like in the wider circuit of doing that activity. For sure. That's I think potentially something. But yeah, like it's just important that people know that you are like you're not taken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I want to be, like, helpful in a direct way, but, like, most of the things... Oh! Alisa had a face mask on this whole time, and she looked so dumb, and now it's off. It was so distracting.
I legitimately, yeah.
Ooh.
That was not a fun thing to hear in the background. Okay.
Anyways. I don't know, yeah. What I'm saying is, like, I'm trying to just think of, like, answering the actual question, like, just, like, how to help this person date again, but I keep thinking about... I guess just, like, how it's going to be interesting and potentially challenging to start dating and to be looking for people, not just because it's hard to date, because it is, but because, like, you yeah. are going I mean, to no, have yeah, to navigate.
And you forget yeah. when you're in a relationship.
And you're going to have to navigate what it means to be, like, in a long-distance relationship for you and if that is useful. Not only because it might be, like, a barrier to meeting people, but, like, if genuinely, like, it's useful to you and if yeah. it's allowing you to meet new people.
I just recently was talking about this with my friend, but, like, be open to, like, hanging out and, like, going out with people that you don't like immediately, if that makes sense. Like, because, like, I think, a lot of people get into relationships with, like, people who are their friends first. We've talked about that, too. Or, like, even people who, like, they know, like, if you know someone likes you, but you're not really sure how you feel about them, like... Definitely. No, yes! Because, like, honestly, like, you never know what can happen with that. It's, like, maybe you know somebody who's, like, been kind of interested in you. It's, like, give it a shot. Like, go out with them or something. Oh, just hang out with them and get to know them.
I, for sure, am, like, 30% more attracted to people who like me, like, if I know that they like me. Like, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, because, I mean, and it's not necessarily, like, don't, like, lead them on, you know? Like, it's, like, don't just kind of, like, hang out with them because, like, you know they'll give you attention and that they'll be, like, available. It's, like, just honestly, like, go into it, like, genuinely being, like, well, I don't know what we're like together and alone, you know? If that's, like, if that's some... Or, like, together with a group of people, even. Like, invite them to something. You know, like, just see, like, be willing to explore relationships that you don't immediately know are gonna, like, become something.
I think that's so important because, yeah, like, one of the biggest... challenges of dating after you've been in a, like, serious and or long relationship is, like talking to, dating, meeting people who you don't feel, like, so strongly about. Because 99% of the time...
Because you were
exactly,
so...
Like, you're used to, like, what, like, love or whatever, like, you had feels like. Like, that feels so intense.
Mutual,
and strong.
Like, strong attraction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, like, you don't think about, like, before you started dating this person, like, was it really that deep?
Yeah.
No.
But, I mean, maybe, like, yes. Maybe, like, maybe you had a, cute. Like, sort of a situation.
Or maybe you were
I don't
just
know,
like
we talked about this, like, never mind. I don't think on the podcast, just in life, like, many years ago, about how sometimes it feels very intense when you're in, like, a first serious relationship or things like that. Like things
but, like,
can feel intense
so, like,
quite fast or...
But before it started becoming, like,
sure,
the
yeah,
relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
you know?
Like, just I'm saying, like, from my experience, like, some certain things about,
sure.
like, the first serious relationship I was in, I don't know if, like, they could ever be replicated in the same kind of way just because, not, like, the depth,
right, exactly.
but just, like, the intensity and the way that things felt very, like, special. So that might be sort of
it's
a
just,
block,
like, a very
especially at first.
Contextual,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, meeting new people, being with people, and being like, yeah, I like them, like, I'm attracted to them, whatever, there's all these positives, but I just don't feel it as strongly. Like, that's something to pay attention to, but that's really good advice about not, like, using that as a disqualifier. And don't feel, like, inherently, like, you must be leading someone on or being wrong because you are going out with them and you're not sure, like, how much you like them. Like, you should pay attention to that, but it doesn't have to be, like, you're not doing anything wrong by going out once or, like, hanging out two or three times with somebody who you're not sure that you like or that you think maybe they're more sure about you than you are the other way around. It's okay to, like, give that some time.
And then, you know, obviously, like, be honest with your feelings once you kind of determine that.
But you,
like,
can give it some time.
Even if
you can give it, like, some
time. Yeah, for sure.
And not feel guilty about that.
Yeah. I have done it. I would say, like, it's not like hard to let people know where you stand with them. Yeah. Like, if you're just naturally like a very nervous or like anxious person about that kind of thing, understandable. But like, you know, just you kind of have to put yourself in the other person's shoes if you can. Like, they really want to know that you're being honest and genuine with them.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's two.
And there might be, like, steps forward and steps back. I don't know. That's just, like, generally forgiven. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, like, or, like, you can be enjoying stuff with somebody and then, like, suddenly it just, like, doesn't feel right or, like, something's wrong or you feel like you miss your long-distance girlfriend or whatever. And, like, that might... Interesting. That just could play into it, and that's okay to recognize that.
And those are things you have to be willing to talk about. Like, don't, you know, like, even if you're, like, oh, well, I'm shy, I'm nervous. It's like, what, you put yourself in that situation and you're putting other people in that situation. Like, it's not just about you anymore. Like, there's several people.
Yeah, involved. You have to be able to talk about it and you have to be able to, like, be comfortable with the fact that things might come up for you that maybe would have not come up if you'd, like, never dated your current girlfriend or whatever, or if you weren't still dating. And that's just how it is. And that's fine. Yeah, I don't know. But, like, honestly, how do you get back into the dating scene? Unclear, as far as I'm concerned.
I feel like we gave some
I
good
think we did, tips. Too. Everyone, I'm just saying, like, I would like to hear from other listeners on this, honestly. Like, this is one... I'm just saying, like, just this is one specific thing which I think it would be fun to hear from other people about. Because when I heard this question, I was like, oh, interesting. Like, I wonder. So.
Yeah. Especially because it's like a question that I feel like you hear, like, in, like, TV shows, like, 45, 50-year-olds who are married for, like, 30 years are like, how do I get back into the dating
completely
scene?
Different
but
now.
It's like, what if you're just, like, in high school or in college and it's like, you were in a relationship for a while and now like, well,
and, like,
I don't
you
know.
Can't,
how,
yeah.
How do I interact with my peers that way?
Like, yeah, it's true. And you can't be like, oh, my gosh, it's been 40 years and now there's phones. It's not like that. It's just, you know, like, it's still, there's always going to be some differences, even if it's like, yeah, you weren't in a relationship in high school, you're still in high school. Like, some things are different, and your heart is different, and, like...
Yeah. You are constantly changing.
Yeah, so that's why I thought it'd be interesting to hear from people, I guess, just because, like... Also, like, we haven't, like, seriously been in, like, more than one long relationship, I guess, and so it's, like... I don't know if that's what you're looking for.
It's getting hard to talk about these questions, y'all.
If that's what you're looking for,
I'm sorry.
We're
but, like, I really can't tell you that much
sadness,
anymore.
Sadness, heartbreak, paranoia, insanity.
Like, I literally don't feel like that stuff, like, I don't know if Tuli agrees, but honestly, like, I just don't even, I barely, like, care anymore. It feels so far away, and I just like talking about it. I'm like, oh, this is what is it, beating the dead horse? Yes. That's so mean.
I don't use that expression anymore.
Beating the soggy
there
lettuce
was one
I don't
that
even
I had
know
made up for that. Yeah.
Oh wait, we did. We gotta go
I
find
know,
that
it's so funny
but
we're
yeah
so
that's
funny.
That's probably we are really fun when we want to
be,
but
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's
like this is
definitely,
like exactly
like,
the kind
what
of question
think
that someone would write into us after having listened to our podcast, and exactly the kind of question where we're like, just like whatever.
Because we don't know specifics.
We don't.
We're literally not
like we don't know anything.
I'm not Cosmopolitan magazine. I can't. I don't know.
I don't have tips. I don't.
Yeah,
have
this
lists.
Is not a plug for them, by the way. Fuck
no,
Cosmo.
Disgusting.
But like,
but yeah, no, that's.
Don't follow those tips either. I'm not.
But
it's
I can't
like,
present information to you in that format.
Yeah,
in this
like
situation.
I'm not about to tell you like, oh, walk down the hallway and like flip your hair and make sure you make eye contact and like what? Like don't, I'm not going to tell you all that shit.
I know.
It doesn't. If somebody doesn't fucking want to hang out with you, they won't. Like
I know. But I feel bad because like one of the things that I find most annoying when I like read like advice things or listen to like people give advice is like if someone's like clearly asking for specific help and they're just like. Just work on your feelings, but that's what
I'm. But I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's true,
it's true.
But
and
it's
like,
true.
But that's why I also said like if listeners had specific things write in, and I want to like share them and or critique them.
No, yeah, if you have specific tips, for sure, let
or
us
just
know.
Like
but
anything.
We really genuinely do believe in the like.
Yeah, in what we
like,
said, it
just
to add to
introspect.
It,
yeah,
and like I want to get different opinions also, I guess, and like potentially. judge you for what tips you sent in.
Yeah.
But, like, in a good way.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I'm happy with that. I feel like we did it.
Yeah.
We did our best. I don't think we revealed.
We did what we could.
We might have revealed identifying information, but we tried not to. Please keep writing in with questions. We love questions. It's really fun.
Please do, and you'll hear the outro like now.
Yeah, but we recorded it.
But we're just
so
not.
Bye.
Yeah, this. I really don't know where I started. Like,
yeah, me neither.
Where I started,
but it's
so,
in there.
You'll hear us say okay. Bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening to our first episode back. We hope that it was decent because I was really nervous and we just haven't done this in a bit. But we appreciate if you're still listening from way back when, or if you're a new listener, we also really appreciate
yes.
you. If you would like to support the continued creation of this amazing listening experience, you can Venmo Tuli. I think her Venmo should be.
It just goes to our podcast. It doesn't go to me personally, but yeah, my Venmo. I'll put it in the
description. Yeah, please, please, please. It does cost us money to keep this thing going.
It costs us a lot of money, like a good amount. And we do it as like a labor of love.
I mean,
but
we love it.
If
yeah.
you enjoy our podcast and you have any cash to spare, please Venmo like
yes.
anywhere between $1 and $7 even
yes.
is like very useful. We also, as we've said before, like we want to discuss like ads or whatever, like if you have something in your life that you want to promote or something else
then
that you think is good to promote,
so
like a political cause.
Here.
We would love to do that for you.
In exchange.
For
yeah.
a discount.
So yeah. But, if you would like to know where money goes specifically, editing, hosting, uploading, these, it all takes money. We didn't know that before we got into
yep.
this, but now we know.
Yep. Hosting a podcast costs a monthly fee, and a service that we use to edit also costs a monthly fee. That's most of it.
Things here and there.
And
that
then
add
our
up.
Equipment also. But like, really, that's just the first thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We need to
no,
cover
for
that,
sure.
that
so,
baseline.
Yeah, think about it.
Our equipment, our time.
Our lovely,
but that's
precious
next.
Time.
That's not even.
If you would like to keep up with us anywhere other than the podcast, you can follow me on Instagram at Moody Latina. You can follow Tuli on Instagram at Tuli Jahan. They may or may not be somewhere in the description, but you also probably are finding this on our social media. So just spread the word. We do have a Twitter for the podcast. It's at Not Crazy Pod. We also have a Snapchat, which I do try to update whenever we want to ask y'all some questions or just, you know, let you know that we're recording, keep you updated, some behind the scenes. We do have an email that you can also send us like questions to, maybe topic ideas. The email is tellmeimcrazypodcast@gmail.com. We really, really love getting stuff on there. That is probably the thing I check the most. Next is the Twitter, then the Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely our personal social media is a big one. We always let y'all know whenever we're going to upload and things like that and when new episodes come out. So make sure to follow us and then think about leaving us a little review. The reviews really, really help.
That helps us. It's very important, rating, reviews, and sharing on your social media or at least like in person
friends.
With people,
they
you know.
Feel more obligated to do it if it's personal.
Or just listen to our podcast
oh,
when
yeah,
your
like
friends
really
are around.
Loudly.
I've heard of some real ones doing that,
yeah,
and
please,
I love you
thank
all.
You so much.
You guys are the best.
But yeah, thank y'all for your continued support. We will be uploading very, very soon, okay? We promise this time.
We'll be back on our schedule.
On our bullshit.
That's our deepest
yeah.
intention. Don't want to promise, but that's like the strongest thing
no
that we want right now.
I have no other commitments but you, so... That's a total lie.
I can't say
that's
that, but I love
lie.
You. And, yep.
Edit that out.
We love our fans.
All right. Bye.
Bye.